Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The devastating pictures of the terrible condition in Haiti, of course, due to the earthquake of a 7.0, are just extremely frightening, unsettling, and discomforting. And in these times of terrible national and international disaster, sometimes people ask the question, where was God? God didn't help. Why didn't he help? How could he let this kind of terrible condition happen? Others, of course, don't care about God, don't even think God exists. But the question I would like to ask today is, why didn't God help? You know, there is an interesting passage in the Old Testament, in the book of Haggai, when the nation of Judah was in terrible financial need. And God said, consider your ways. Consider how you are living. Consider what you are doing. Consider how you are thinking. He said, when you come home, you have perhaps some salary, some money you put in a bag, but it's a bag filled with holes. And whatever you bring home, even though you think it should be much, it may be little, God says, I blow it away. And then he asks the question again, why don't you consider your ways? Jesus Christ, in the famous Olivet prophecy in Matthew 24, he talked about the fact that in these end times, just prior to his return, there would be terrible natural disasters. And he spoke specifically of earthquakes here and there. When I prepared our weekly newsletter, I spoke about and talked about the earthquake which just had hit California a week or so ago. It was a only, quote-unquote, 6.5 earthquake. But I said in the newsletter that we can expect big earthquakes to rattle this globe very soon. Now, I didn't talk about the earthquake of Haiti that hadn't occurred yet, and I didn't think of that at all. And of course, it occurred about a day or so later. But I knew the general pattern. And I knew that Christ was saying we can expect earthquakes, big, mighty, powerful earthquakes shaking this globe. And let me tell you, my friends, that earthquake in Haiti is not an isolated event. You can expect bigger and greater earthquakes to happen soon. And not just in places like Haiti. I'm talking about the United States of America. Imagine and think of those who are buried in the rubble over there in Haiti. And imagine yourself as being one of them in an earthquake here in the United States. Consider your ways. We read in the Bible, in the New Testament, in the book of James. James is talking about people who might, for a short, passing glimpse of lightning and understanding, they might realize what they really are. Because, you know, the world as a whole is cut off from God. It has cut itself off from God. It's not interested in what God has to say about anything. But what about you when you, let's say, read a passage in the Bible or you hear a comment or you may listen to a sermon? During a brief, short, passing moment, you might realize suddenly, oh, that's me. I am the one who is being referred to here, perhaps inadvertently. I need to change. I need to do something about my life. And James says, well, it's like you're looking into a mirror. And you are seeing yourself in the mirror and realizing at that moment what and how and who you really are. And you realize you have to change. But then you walk away from that mirror, and then you forget all about it. And you never carry through with the need of change. Does this describe you? My friends, let me tell you, terrible times will happen very soon. Not just earthquakes, not just other natural disasters. We are talking a time of great tribulation, Christ was referring to, a time when man, in his futile ambitions to rule the world, will come to the point where he will engulf this world in a global nuclear war with such dimensions that no human flesh would survive, no animal would survive, unless God would intervene to cut those days short. But he is going to allow it to happen because man at this point doesn't want God to have anything to do with him. Paul is warning in the book of Hebrews not to be like those Israelites in the wilderness. When they heard the word of God, they didn't want to believe. They didn't want to obey. We read in the book of Hebrews today, when you hear the word and the voice of God, don't harden your hearts as those did in the rebellion. Don't refuse those who speak, but consider what is being said and apply it to yourself. You know, you might think you would never be participating in the destruction of others. This world, of course, ruled by Satan the devil, as I said, will come to the point where they will try to destroy everything. When Hitler saw that his plans failed, he instructed his generals to destroy everything in Germany. Now, fortunately, the generals didn't carry out that order. You may think you could never be a part of that. But, you know, I believe that King Saul believed likewise. He was a man whom God appointed as king. God gave him the Holy Spirit. But Saul refused to obey God. And ultimately, God took his Holy Spirit away from Saul. And a demon came and plagued Saul. And Saul became an enemy of David throughout his life. And he tried to kill David many times, tried to destroy him many times. He killed all the priests of God because of his hatred, his bitterness, his envy. And ultimately, he committed witchcraft. And then, of course, he died in battle. As I said, Saul had everything. He lost everything because of his unwillingness to change, his unwillingness to yield to God, his unwillingness to obey God and to do what God told him. He found blame in everybody else, never looking at himself. Don't make that mistake. Don't always look at others as to what they need to do. You look at yourself. Because the time will come, my friends, when those problems you might be having today, whether they are financial problems, whether they are health problems, whatever problems they are, they will shrink into insignificance with the troubles you are going to face if you don't listen to the word of God now. Why doesn't God intervene today? Because man simply doesn't want him to. Well, they might want him to stop disaster, but they are not willing to live the way God tells them to. What about you? You look into the mirror of God's word and you find where you need to change and you do it today. Begin doing it today before it is too late, because a time will come when you wished you would have heeded the warning and realized you didn't. Terrible times will come, my friends. You can be spared and you can most certainly be given the opportunity if God calls you today to enter the kingdom of God. But those Israelites in the wilderness were not able to enter the promised land because of their rebellion, because of their unbelief, because of their disobedience, because of their unwillingness to heed God. Don't make that same mistake. You can't afford to let it slip. Thanks very much for watching. This was Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.